Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Secretary General. I shall be brief, but Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen here and virtually here, thank you. I think in gathering here today, we have demonstrated the solidarity that is needed with the people of Afghanistan and our determination to support them in this moment of need and trial. And I think we've taken an important step towards turning those words into action, the actions that will come. More than $1.2 billion in humanitarian and development aid has been announced today by very generous member states for the Afghanistan humanitarian crisis. This includes funding for the flash appeal that we are here to witness and to launch, but also for the regional response that Filippo spoke about when he talked to us from Kabul. The UN and our humanitarian partners, and we've heard from many of them, including national and international NGOs, and Ignacio was telling us about that just now, will now move quickly to turn this funding into food, healthcare, protection for Afghan children, women, and men in need. And so, naturally, we ask you to disperse your pledges as fast as possible. The funding will throw a lifeline to Afghans who lack those services, to the small children that Henrietta, 4, of UNICEF spoke of, who face the risk of acute malnutrition, to the many women and girls who could lose their access to reproductive health services, and much more, as we have discussed. But today has been a productive day, and I express our thanks, I know that of the Secretary General, to the interpreters who've stayed on way beyond what they expected, to the staff who've made this meeting happen, to the participants who've made it so productive. This is a productive day, but it's far from the end of the journey. Afghanistan, as we have heard, faces a long and a hard road ahead. This meeting shows that we can have solidarity with the Afghan people and that we need to be with them in the long, hard road ahead. Thank you very much.